Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Welcome to another edition of WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin, on this Wednesday. It is hump day, January 31st, 2018, the final day of the month. I trust that you all are having a great start to the week. It has been a busy day here at the WKAR studio, at the WKAR newsroom. A lot of news unfolding since the morning due to the Board of Trustees meeting that was open to the public. A lot of developments there. There was even a student who at the beginning of the meeting jumped on a table and gave a pretty interesting statement on behalf of the student body. There were many things on the agenda that did not unfold into any concrete resolutions. And one of those action items were to announce possibly Michigan State Deputy Athletic Director Greg Iani as Michigan State's interim AD. The meeting didn't get to that point. So right now we are still waiting on that news to be confirmed by the Michigan State Board of Trustees. However, even though it is not officially confirmed, we will welcome live to the studio the son of Greg Iani, that being Anthony Iani, who is also a former Michigan State men's basketball player. He played under Tom Izzo, is doing some great things in the community. He is a motivational speaker. He is one of the busiest dudes I know. Like, the entire Iani family is quite remarkable. Anthony will be joining me live here in studio to talk about the unfoldings of these past few weeks, and we'll get his thoughts on Tom Izzo and the Michigan State men's basketball program with certainly a light on it due to the ESPN report from E60 last week that still has a lot of people buzzing. So Ant will join me around 1:30. We will also welcome to the studio in less than 15 minutes from now, Shayna Roth, who is our Capitol correspondent here at WKAR. Shayna was at the Michigan State University Board of Trustees meeting. She will give us a peek inside of those four walls and tell us specifics as to what went down, other than, of course, the student jumping on the table and making a statement. And, Michigan State men's basketball, they have a game taking place tonight. That's right. Michigan State will welcome, of all schools, Penn State University to the Breslin Center tonight. That's who the Spartans will play. And you better believe that. I tell you what, at this point, you know, many people don't even care about the game right now. And you saw what happened with Tom Izzo after the win on the road against Maryland. Tisha Thompson of ESPN's Outside the Lines, she began that press conference by drilling Tom Izzo with questions about what happened with Travis Walton. Why was he allowed to stay on staff? Is there a culture of sexual abuse when it comes to the program? Izzo said, look, I'm focusing on the survivors. I'm not making a statement here. after she drilled him with questions, the press conference went on. And after the presser and the locker room was open for the players, Tisha Thompson actually followed Tom Izzo to the locker room. And Tom said, look, I'm not making a statement right now. All right. Also, ESPN's own Jemele Hill. Don't know if you have read her latest column for The Undefeated. Jemele actually be moving from ESPN 6 o'clock SportsCenter to join The Undefeated full time as a reporter, and you know where she can express her opinion more so than what she currently does on ESPN SportsCenter 6 o'clock slot. But Jemele Hill, I don't know if you read her article, but it is very personal. Let's put it that way. She talks about her relationship and friendship with Tom Izzo, and she actually reached out to Tom Izzo and tried to get a quote via text message on what is happening right now with the program. And she puts the response of Izzo, the response from that text message, actually in her piece. I'll comb through that piece later on this hour, but as you see, a lot to get to. We, as we customarily do, each and every day here at 1 o'clock, 1 to 2 p.m., here on WKAR AM 870, 94.5 FM, we open up our phone lines and invite you to be a part of the conversation. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527 is the number to call. You can also join us via social media. We have the live stream up and running at facebook.com/currentsports. Many of you already weighing in. I'm going to do my best to get to your comments at some point throughout this hour. Keep them rolling in, though. And you can also join the conversation via Twitter. Tweet the show at WKAR_sports or tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR. But you know what's next. Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. All right, and we start with Larry Nassar back in court today. That's right, it's not over, folks. Larry Nassar, the former doctor for USA Gymnastics and Michigan State University, was sentenced last week to decades in prison for sexual abuse. He got up to 40 to 175 years behind bars. That sentencing coming down courtesy of Judge Rose Marie Aquilina. Well, Nassar appeared in another Michigan courtroom today on similar charges in a separate case. Under a deal reached in Eaton County, Michigan in November, Dr. Nassar pleaded guilty to 3 counts of criminal sexual conduct, 2 of them against girls between the ages of 13 through 15, and 1 against a girl younger than 13 years old. That's according to the plea agreement. It said the abuse occurred between September of 2009 and September of 2011, some of it under the guise of medical treatment. It took place at Gettard's Twistars Gymnastics Club in Eaton County, according to a sentencing memorandum released on Tuesday. The gym in Lansing, Michigan was the home of John Gettard, the former 2012 Olympic team head coach. Jordan Weber, one of the young women who spoke at Larry Nassar's hearing, trained with Mr. Gettard since she was a child at that very gym out in Diamonddale, Michigan. We'll be following that. There are many survivor impact statements that are scheduled to be read in court, much like what we saw last week and the week prior to that in Ingham County Court. It's, I believe, up to about 57 young women and girls scheduled to let their voices be heard. Michigan State University is expected to name Greg Iani as interim athletic director, according to multiple sources. It's not set in stone just yet. The Board of Trustees meeting didn't get a chance to get to that item on the agenda, but Iani, the athletic department's deputy AD, is expected to replace Mark Hollis, who, of course, announced his retirement last week Friday. Joe Ferguson, after a contentious MSU Board of Trustees meeting to announce John Engler as the university's interim president, said he and his fellow trustees, quote, haven't gotten there, end quote. in terms of naming a temporary athletic department leader. No official announcement of Iani's promotion was made. However, the administration sources confirmed the planned move to the Detroit Free Press yesterday. Today. The day which Hollis's retirement is set to take full effect. So, Mark Hollis, this will officially be his final day as Michigan State Athletic Director. Jamel Hill, a Michigan State alum. She calls Tom Izzo a friend. Naturally, the ESPN personality doesn't feel great about the scandal surrounding the Spartans athletic program right now. ESPN's Outside the Lines dropped a bombshell report on Michigan State's alleged problems with the handling of sexual assault allegations last week. Hill penned a column for The Undefeated, her new home at ESPN. Again, as I mentioned, she's leaving the 6 p.m. slot for SportsCenter. Jamel Hill called it one of the most difficult things she's ever had to write. She revealed in the column that she texted Tom Izzo earlier this week. Izzo has said he's cooperated with all of the investigations and will continue to do so. However, he's refused to give any details about what he's exactly done and what he knew. For most, including Hill, it's not acceptable. And she details that in her latest column. I'll address that later on in this show. As the Larry Nassar child sex scandal continues to sprawl through East Lansing, Mark D'Antonio, Michigan State football head coach, has come under some fire for his handling of accusations against his players over the years. That was also detailed in the ESPN E60 report last week. He's got a supporter in former Michigan State quarterback Brian Hoyer. Quote, obviously, with the Dr. Nassar thing, it's terrible. As far as the other stuff, I have been so busy that I haven't really had a chance to sit down and digest it all. I think the only thing I would say is I believe in Mark D'Antonio. He's a stand-up guy. Other than that, I'd have to read the reports, and right now I have bigger things to focus on, end quote. Hoyer is back with the New England Patriots this season, which means he's back in the Super Bowl for the first time since the last time he was Tom Brady's number two. Of course, the Super Bowl takes place this Sunday as the Pats will take on the Philadelphia Eagles at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, Minnesota. In the midst of all the controversy surrounding Michigan State University head coach Tom Izzo, there is still basketball to be played. The number 5 Spartans will host Penn State tonight, 6:30 p.m. That game can be viewed on the Big Ten Network. MSU came back from a 13-point halftime deficit to earn a 74-68 win on Sunday against Maryland at the Xfinity Center. Sophomore guard Joshua Langford, he led all scorers with 19 points and helped the Spartans shoot 53% from the floor in the second half. It was an Oogle first half, but MSU really put things together in that second half. The Nittany Lions, however, have won 2 straight, including a 82-79 upset at then number 13 Ohio State on January 25th and Rutgers on January 27th. Current Sports will be at the Breslin covering that game and, of course, covering any more details concerning Tom Izzo and any statement or lack thereof from the ESPN report. The Detroit Pistons received a much-needed energy burst from the anticipated arrival of power forward Blake Griffin. The energy propelled them to their first victory in nearly 3 weeks Tuesday night, snapping a 8-game losing streak. And, you know, it's funny because we had James Edwards III on the show. James Edwards, formerly of the Lansing State Journal, now beat reporter for the Detroit Pistons with The Athletic. He noted that, Al, the Pistons are not going to beat the Cavs. And, you know, I sent out a tweet to James saying, hey, man, even a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while, all right? The Pistons got the dub, not an expected dub, but I also think it just kind of puts in perspective just how bad the Cleveland Cavaliers are playing right now, all right? I don't think they're making the NBA Finals this year. If I had to put some money on it, I would choose the Boston Celtics to take on the Golden State Warriors this year. And speaking of the Pistons, how about this? The Detroit Pistons center, Andre Drummond, has been named an NBA All-Star by Commissioner Adam Silver to replace injured Washington Wizards guard John Wall on Team LeBron. in the 2018 NBA All-Star Game, which will be played on Sunday, February 18th at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. And you know what? Our very own Brad Walker, I didn't catch this, but when Andre Drummond was being interviewed by Dennis Scott during last night's broadcast, LeBron James actually video bombed Andre Drummond and said, "Team LeBron," and then walked off cam. Very cool stuff. Drummond earned his second All-Star selection, having previously represented the Pistons in the 2016 NBA All-Star Game. And the lowly Winged Wheel will be in action tonight. In their first game back from the All-Star break, the Red Wings will host the Sharks, the San Jose Sharks, at Little Caesars Arena. The game will start at 8 p.m. and can be seen on Fox Sports Detroit. That wraps up your current sports quick hit headliners. 517-355 WKAR 517-355-9527. That is the number to call. You can also join us via social media. Go to facebook.com/currentsports. Live stream is up and running. Many of you are already commenting below the video. And tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or at WKAR_sports. All right. A lot to get to on today's current sports. As you see, and as you heard, at the very beginning of the show, a lot of news coming through this morning due to the Board of Trustees meeting that took place on the campus of Michigan State University. Now, as many of you know by now, former Michigan Governor John Engler has been appointed interim president of Michigan State University. The MSU Board of Trustees announced Engler's appointment during today's meeting, and there were a few Michigan State students who actually staged a protest. And there was a student who actually climbed on and sat on a table making a speech. And one of the items that was initially scheduled for this meeting happened to be the possible appointment of Greg Iani as Michigan State interim athletic director. That did not get set in stone today, but it's expected. And about 15 minutes from now, we will actually have the son of Greg Iani right here live in Studio S. He's a dear friend of the show. He's a former Michigan State men's basketball player, now a motivational speaker, doing quite well. Our dear friend Anthony Iani will be in studio in just a moment to comment on the recent happenings here at Michigan State University, what's unfolded in the last few weeks here on the campus of Michigan State, and also as it pertains to the ESPN E60 report centered on Michigan State men's basketball. But before we get Ant here live in Studio S, right now, I want to focus on first this Michigan State Board of Trustees meeting that took place this morning. And right now, she has just walked in Studio S. Shayna Roth, who I can imagine is unbelievably busy right now, so I really appreciate her time.
Thank for you guys.
Thank you so much, Shayna. Shayna Roth, our very own Capitol correspondent for WKAR. Shayna, first off, take a breath, right? Oh, boy. What a past few weeks for you, right? Oh, my goodness.
It's been a little nuts.
Hasn't it? Can you take our listeners through what happened this morning? I know that there were students present at this meeting. Just kind of take us inside that room and detail the happenings from the Board of Trustees meeting.
Yeah, this morning, and it wasn't a surprise, word got out last night that former Governor John Engler was going to be the new MSU president. So the Board of Trustees met today at 9 a.m., really just to everybody raise their hands and make a vote on it, and it was unanimous. They all agreed that Engler is the new interim president, so they still have to do this nationwide search for a permanent president. So the board meeting was quite full. There were a few about a little over a handful of students there, and they were just really not pleased with how this was going. They demanded to make statements during the Board of Trustees meeting. Mm-hmm. At one point, a student got up and sat down on the table. It turned out there were two of them. I had my camera on. I was trying to figure out, like, who's talking? Is it the kid sitting? But then there was this other kid standing over near the front, and he was speaking, and then the kid on the table was speaking. So they were really upset with John Engler as the choice for the president. They were upset with how quickly this was going. They're upset with them. They don't feel they're being included in this. And they're basically telling the board and the president that, look, you guys are saying you want us involved. You're saying you want our voices. You're saying you want us to help you change the culture of our school. And yet you go and just pick a president without telling us. So this is really where their frustration is coming from. Mm-hmm. And then and it wasn't just the students. There were faculty present as well. And the faculty, a faculty liaison, she read a statement that was sort of on behalf of several of this of the faculty members. And it said, again, you Board of Trustees, you have not taken into account our feelings on this. You have not really heeded our advice to you. We suggested that you have a female president. We suggested we take a little longer to find an interim president. We suggested somebody with academic leadership experience. So we also do not believe that Engler is the right choice.
This is on behalf of the faculty.
Right.
Wow.
So what they're planning is they have a faculty board meeting coming up. There's one scheduled for mid-February, but who knows? They could call some sort of emergency meeting.
Right.
So they have a board meeting planned, and at that meeting, they're going to put a motion for a vote of no confidence against the Board of Trustees, and all of the faculty at that meeting can vote on it. And if that passes, the faculty will then call on the entire Board of Trustees to resign.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, and that's where I was going with this. I wanted to know what the reaction was from the students, from the faculty who were present there at this meeting when it comes to the appointment of John Engler as interim president of Michigan State University. So the faculty, they're not happy with the move. When it comes to the students, what reasons did they detail this isn't the right move as far as John Engler holding this position?
They had quite a few concerns. One of them seemed to be this idea that, or let me back up, one of the concerns that was voiced was that he is a former Republican governor who had policies that a lot of them don't agree with.
Right.
They accused him of implementing policies that were not inclusive or, you know, in a way that he is, on the one hand, today calling for the school to be more inclusive. And they're saying, but your policies have not been inclusive. And one of the students who spoke out, he essentially said, you are trying to change the culture of our school, and yet you are employing a wealthy white man who has been in politics for an incredibly long period of time. You know, to them, it really just smacks of politics when really what they're looking for is a leader to help them change the culture of their school surrounding sexual assault.
Right. Now, as far as John being the man right now, at least,
right,
why did the board decide to choose Engler for this position?
You know, they didn't give a lot of really specific reasons. They said that he's a leader, that they believe he is somebody who can really take charge in this instance and really listen to people and put MSU on a right track and really get it prepared for whoever this permanent president is going to be. And when Engler did give a press conference a little while after the Board of Trustees meeting, he said, you know, what I want to do is to really change the university's culture. And I am willing to listen to everybody. He kind of gave a bear with me. I've officially been president for about an hour. So he doesn't know exactly all of the ways he's going to change the school. But he says that, you know, his experience as a leader, as a governor, puts him in a position to really try and right this ship.
Okay. What other items were on the agenda for today? And I know that Greg Iani was scheduled, maybe? The discussion of interim athletic director was scheduled maybe to be discussed today? Did they get to that? Because I'm seeing that they didn't.
No. Really, the only thing that the board did today was appoint Engler as the new president. It would have been maybe a 10-minute meeting, except for then the teachers wanted to talk and students were demanding to talk. So, I mean, really, that was just their one item of agenda. And they voted and they passed it unanimously.
Okay. And I know, Shayna, that Brian Masalem, he is called a Township board meeting open to the public, right? To voice their concerns?
Yeah, he's called for a town hall, and I saw an announcement on this. I want to say it's for us at some point this week, I believe. He has called for a town hall to
Right.
Yeah, he's calling it a town hall. I don't know exactly what the format's going to be, but he's calling for students and survivors and alumni and really everybody to get together and to really talk about what they want their school to look like.
Right. And when is that? Do we have a date on that yet?
There is a date. He posted it on Twitter. Hang on. Actually, let me.
Because I know I saw it on his Twitter page, and we've actually been trying to get Brian on the show. I mean, since the very beginning of all this stuff. I mean, it has really been just every single day. I feel like every single hour something else is breaking.
Always
right?
Something new. And I mean, we really don't get a ton of notice on any of this whenever it's happening. It tends
right.
to, I mean, we were lucky with this meeting that we got a full 24 hours of notice. So I knew to.
That's a lot of time, right?
Right. That was great.
And I'm February 1st, I think, right?
I 6 think
to
you're
8,
right. Yep.
Kellogg Center, room Big 10 C.
There you go.
Okay. There we go. Shayna Roth. Capital correspondent for us here at WKAR. Shayna, how can folks follow your coverage and what you're doing?
I tend to live tweet a lot of these meetings that they have, and you can follow me on Twitter at Shayna R, which is @CHEYNA_R. And then you can also always follow us on Facebook. I'm also on Facebook and all those
Who
other
isn't,
things.
Right?
I'm at all of the usual places on social media.
Gotcha. Shayna, thank you so much for taking some time this afternoon to join us here on Current Sports.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Let's hit our first break in. When we come back, we will welcome Anthony Iani to WKAR's Current Sports. He, of course, is the son of Greg Iani. A lot of reports out there alluding to Greg Iani becoming the interim athletic director. It's not set in stone just yet, but Ant will join us live here in Studio S to talk about the happenings of the recent weeks, to give his thoughts on the Michigan State men's basketball ESPN report. Of course, Ant, a former ball player for Tom Izzo Spartans, that and so much more. Want to be a part of the conversation? Call in 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. If you're just now joining us here, first off, where have you been? Second off, if you missed segment A, we just finished up a chat with Shayna Roth, Capital correspondent for WKAR. She was present at this morning's Board of Trustees meeting in which the board voted to, of course, have John Engler, former Michigan governor, step in as interim president of Michigan State University. I also want to note that yesterday in a meeting with the Board of Trustees, the Michigan State Spartan rowing team also let their thoughts be heard to the board. So I want to get your thoughts on this. Again, there's so much to digest, and I've been saying that now for the past 3 weeks, because the news has been breaking here at Michigan State University. It seems every hour and a half, it feels like. What are your thoughts? 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. And also, as I noted in that conversation with Shayna before we hit that first break, it's being reported from multiple sources that Greg Iani is scheduled to step in as the interim athletic director for Michigan State University. As we all know by now, Mark Hollis, now former Michigan State University athletic director, he stepped down. He retired last week, Friday. And Greg, of course, has been doing a fantastic job for many years here at Michigan State, dating back to like the early 90s. He's an MSU alum as well, but he's done a fantastic job as deputy athletic director for many years, and he is slated, according to many reports, to now step in that interim role as AD. Again, not confirmed. So right now what I want to do is get to our second guest for today's Current Sports. He is certainly a dear friend of the show. He's been a part of our airwaves multiple times. He is the son of Greg Iani. He is a former Michigan State men's basketball player and now an acclaimed motivational speaker, my man, Anthony Iani. Anthony, how you doing, man?
Doing all right. How about you, man?
I am great. Now we talked before you of course, came 1 year today. I mean, mm-hmm. we've been texting since last night, right? Yeah. And again, there's no official announcement mm-hmm. that your dad is going to become the next athletic director, the interim athletic director here at Michigan State University. And I know you didn't want to touch on that until right. everything is confirmed. So I won't go there and get your thoughts on that right now. But what I do want to ask you, because we've had multiple conversations about what has unfolded in recent weeks from the Larry Nassar sentencing in Ingham County Court, and he's currently undergoing another sentencing hearing in Eaton County right now. There are about 57 survivors scheduled to give their victim impact statements. He got 175 years by Judge Rosemarie Aquilina last week. We saw the ESPN report centered on the Michigan State men's basketball program and the Michigan State football program. After having a few days to digest all of this, what are your thoughts?
You know what, Al? I'm heartbroken, sad, and angry all at the same time because, you know, I mean, as you know, this is a university that you and I both love and that we will call home forever, and that will never change. I'm heartbroken and sad for those women because what they went through, nobody in this, on God's green earth, should ever have to go through something like that. I hurt for them, I pray for them every day, and I hope that, you know, throughout their healing process, they will find peace. And if there's anything I can do for those survivors or anything for Michigan State during the healing process, you know, I'm all for it. I'm angry because there are so many good people at this university who had nothing to do with the Larry Nassar scandal that are being just dragged through this right now, and good people who are going to possibly lose their jobs. And I mean, you look at you and me, we went to this great university. Now, whenever we wear green and white, people are going to circle back to that. That's what the heartbreaking part is also is for me, because this is a great institution that I believe is one of the best in the world. And it's, and I told this to my family, it amazes me how one person's sadistic actions, evil actions can bring down an entire university. But I will say this, he does not define Michigan State University. He does not. He doesn't define Al Martin. He does not define Anthony Iani. He doesn't define people that have gone here or that go here. And I think that's the one thing I've been proud about, you know, the student body here, is that they're starting to come together and they want to make that change.
Very well said. And when you watched that ESPN E60 report on Friday, you know, we led the show actually yesterday. And I posed a question to our listeners and the public whether or not they felt like it was a hit job, whether or not they felt like ESPN was out to get Michigan State University. And I let it be known that, okay, when you look at the report, there are certainly a lot of questions to be answered. And those questions are only going to be answered as the investigation unfolds, or I should say investigations unfold. But, you know, we are so quick to rush to judgment sometimes, especially in the 24-hour news cycle. And looking at how fast this news is coming at us, you know, I'm getting I got texts on Monday saying, Al, you know, from homies back in Detroit saying, Al, what's the new happening today? What broke today? And I'm like, right. Thank goodness, nothing broke on Monday. It was a very, in comparison to what happened the week prior to, it was a very slow news day that day. But I'm like, right. Dude. I mean, are you just looking for some drama? I mean, come on, relax. Let this thing play out.
Right.
What was your reaction after watching that piece from ESPN's Outside the Lines?
I just sat back and I'm like, and I said, you know what? Why? I understand people are trying to do their jobs, but why are you bringing up past events where everything went through the right people and there were no charges filed? you know, obviously I was here when the whole Adrian Payne, Keith Appling stuff happened. You know, everybody knew about that.
Well, was there any new details that you knew? Because I tell you what, I didn't, you know, watching the interrogation video from the room with Adrian Payne talking about what happened, that was a bit troubling. As they describe what happened in the dorm room and the Travis Walton, the details of the Travis Walton situation. There was some information I didn't know about. And again, questions need to be answered. But you have the back of the athletic department right now in this.
You know, I absolutely do. And I have full support for Tom Izzo. And I was just over there today talking with him, make sure he was doing okay. Because, you know, there have been other, you know, radio outlets. I'm not going to get into who. On Monday morning saying, oh, he looked guilty in his presser against Maryland. I was like, you know what? The man is emotionally spent right now. He's drained. So how are you going to judge somebody by how he looks in a press conference? I mean, he's being attacked right now, personally. His program is being attacked. And I'm going to say this, Al. If you think that Tom Izzo would do anything to jeopardize his program, his career, and his players that have come here or that are here now, you are out of your mind. And Mark D'Antonio is the same way. You know, I didn't play for Coach D, but I had friends of mine who did. And they tell me Mark D'Antonio is the most respected individual in that building because he cares more about developing character and doing the right things for Michigan State football and Michigan State University than anybody. So I was proud of Coach D when he came out and basically laid down the hammer because he was ticked off. And you and I both know that when Mark D'Antonio is ticked off about something, he's serious. And so, you know, that's why I don't even watch ESPN anymore. I'm done because somebody told me that on Monday outside the lines had a report that Travis Walton allegedly stole a bike.
Yeah, stole a bike. And then the detail came out. He was, they didn't know this. He was living in the basement of Izzo's house, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, and you know what? But we've had a lot of guys in the past that have done that because, you know, when they don't have places to go, where they call a coach. And coach is like, you know what? If you need to stay with me and my family for a couple weeks, that's fine. But you got to get yourself, you got to get your act together. Mm-hmm. And he's done that. And that's because he cares so much and he wants to take care of his players because he treats us like family. And that's how he treats Michigan State is like family. And, you know, and I saw Jamel Hill's article and I love Jamel. But the fact that you're texting the guy and trying to get a story through text and you're trying to use your friendship. I'm like, you know what? I'm done. And I know a lot of people have different thoughts about it. And you know what? And that's what I love about, you know, America is that you have different thoughts and opinions. You're entitled to them, but, you know, I've always been taught to respect other people's opinions, whether they're good or not. Mm-hmm. And that's how I've been taught my whole life. And I'm not going to change. But it just amazes me how people are quick to judge. I mean, this society isn't innocent until proven guilty anymore. It's guilty until proven innocent. And like you said, let things play out and see what happens.
Exactly. And, you know, our society is so impatient. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to take a collective breath here. Sit back and wait when we get these details. And, you know, going back to Friday, and you mentioned Aunt Mark D'Antonio. I mean, he comes in, and you could just feel the intensity from Mark. When he walked in, I'm like on the right side of the podium, three rows away from Coach D. I'm about 15 feet away from him.
Mm-hmm.
And, wow, you could just feel the room get real silent.
Yep.
And then D'Antonio just really defiant at that podium, mm-hmm. saying, look, I follow protocol here. I've reported any incidences that have come my way.
Yep.
Basically saying, come and get me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he said he wasn't going to take any questions, and he took two.
He took two.
And then stormed out. And I made the point earlier this week. I mean, D'Antonio now doesn't have to speak to the media until, like, what, the spring game? Or we do have the next signing day coming up.
Yep.
I believe, was it tomorrow, I think?
Tomorrow's February 7th. Friday. Tomorrow's the first.
So this week. Yeah, this week is the next signing day period. And I'm sure, you know, he'll have a press conference, as we expect, at least. Mm-hmm. Who knows at this point, right?
Right.
Nothing would surprise me at this point. But Izzo is right in the thick of things of his men's basketball season. I don't know how in the world he is keeping his young troops focused. I mean, I'll tell you, that Maryland game, they came out halftime and they were locked in. And you could just tell how much that meant to Izzo, his reaction after that win. But Izzo, since his season is still going on, after every game, he is going to have to face that music. There may be an ESPN reporter, you know, after today's game against Penn State.
There will be, Al. You know, right. There will be.
Right.
It'll be like that for the rest of the season. And, you know, I kind of joked with some of our video coordinators, said where those guys camped out at. And, you know, because they probably are here somewhere on campus and we just don't know because they want to get answers. But you know what? Iz is doing the right thing, because obviously you saw with, you know, his comments, you know, about the Larry Nassar case, you know, that got him into trouble and he knew that. So I'm betting anything that he wants to go off on people. He wants to do that, but he needs to play it cool. Because, you know what, if he says something that'll get him into trouble, then he'll come under even more scrutiny. So he's doing the right thing. And like you said, Coach D, he's not in season right now. He's not in season. And, like, and
he can give that statement. Right. And, you
exactly.
know, there's
exactly.
an elongated period of time where he doesn't
right.
have to answer
right.
any questions.
But like I said, his and his team have been through so much. Like, those guys aren't even on Twitter anymore. Everybody's done with it. I mean, you know, I already told my wife and my mom, like, depending on what happens to my father, I'm probably going to get off it too, because I'm tired of it. You know, and I know people are taking shots at me. Somebody tweeted today at Outside the Lines, oh, Anthony Iani was on the team. You know, looking at him, I'm like, okay.
Somebody from the public
yes.
forum of Twitter
yeah.
tagged you and mm-hmm. said, oh, Ant was on the team.
Well, they didn't tag me, but they said Greg Iani's son was on the team, and they tagged Outside the Lines with it.
Wow.
I was like, you know what? I have nothing to hide. I have nothing to hide.
And that's the point I made on tomorrow's show. If nothing happened, and Izzo and D'Antonio follow protocol here, they should welcome this investigation. And that's the mood I got from
yep.
Coach D'Antonio. He
yep.
said, hey, look, come and get me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I follow protocol here. And, you know, you said you spoke with Izzo today.
Yeah.
He went to the office.
We had a private conversation today. You know,
how was he doing? What was that conversation like? And I know you don't want to give details.
Right.
That's a private conversation.
I mean, he and I, like, I just wanted to check to see how he was doing. I could tell he's, you know, he's ready for a game tonight. That's for sure. And I think that, you know, he's got 15, 16 guys on that team that really care about him and that are going to have his back and support him. And so, I mean, he looks good. You know, I talked to the coaching staff a little bit today, too. And, you know, they're excited that's a game day. So
did you get the sense at all that this is wearing emotionally on Izzo at all?
I get the sense of that from everybody on campus right now. I mean, just walking around here, you could tell it's a different feel. So it's not just a basketball program thing. It's a university thing.
Right.
I mean, even just walking in the Comm Arts building, you could tell it's a different feel mm-hmm. than what it was 2 months ago.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I told the story on Twitter how I was walking out away from the Breslin Center on Friday night
mm-hmm.
after Michigan State topped Wisconsin. And, you know, we had the press conference and talked to some of the players. And I walked out. And Ian Hawley can attest to this, our engineer. We were walking out, and we were walking alongside Alex Sims of WLNS TV6 and her photographer, and they, like, point to the left, and we saw Tom Izzo, right? And,
yes.
And we saw him. Tom was signing autographs.
Mm-hmm.
He was signing autographs. There was, you know, like a small group of people there that wanted to, you know, get some memorabilia signed, get some posters signed, and you know, we saw Izzo walk to his car, and it looked like Rocky, looked like his son, Rocky.
Yep. Steven. Rocky's his daughter.
Yeah, his daughter. Rocky's his daughter. Yeah, he sees Steven, and he hugs Steven, and they have a quick conversation, and then he drives off. But I can only imagine what the conversations are like right now with Izzo and his family and those around him.
It's emotional.
It is.
It is.
I'm sure it is. And stick around. I want to hear our second break. If you want to call in and have any comments, questions, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Ant will be with us for at least the next 7 minutes, and he's got to go off. He's a busy man. So if you want to call in, 517-355-WKAR, Facebook page is up, facebook.com/currentsports. This is this break. We'll be right back. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. We have about 15 minutes left here in the hour. We began the hour talking with Shayna Roth, Capitol correspondent for WKAR. She was at today's Michigan State Board of Trustees meeting. It was a very eventful one, to say the least. We'll actually have we're rolling a few bites from today's meeting. And as many of you know, Larry Nassar, he has undergone his sentencing hearing in Eaton County Court this morning as well. This comes
a week after Larry Nassar was sentenced in Ingham County Court by Judge Rose Marie Aquilina, 40 to 175 years. And right now, presently, I'm seeing on Twitter that there are at least 57 young women or girls who are scheduled to give their victim impact statements throughout this week. We saw 156 do the same in Ingham County Court. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. We have been joined by Anthony Iani since 1:30, former MSU men's basketball player, son of Greg Iani, deputy athletic director here at Michigan State University. And, of course, Anthony is an acclaimed motivational speaker. And how has this whole thing wore on the Iani family?
It, like I said earlier, it's been emotional because, like I said, you know, there are a lot of good people, you know, that we love and know at this university. And, you know, it's just tough. But, you know, one thing that my family assured me that, you know, the bad days are ahead of us, but there's also better days beyond that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just up to us as a family to make sure we take it one day at a time and, you know, making sure that we have each other's backs no matter what. And I think that's the one thing I've been so impressed with my mom and my dad is that it's been stressful for everybody. But you know what? I call them the next day and they're in a better mood because they know that better days are ahead and that we're all going to get through this together. So that's what I love about family and life in general, Al. And right. that's why I love about this university so much is it's a family. You know, we've all gone through good times together. We're going through bad times right now. But as a family, as a Spartan Nation family, we're going to get through this together. And I think that's one thing that people need to remember and need to understand.
And what do you say to those people who believe that, you know, in light of the ESPN report, who believe that, and of course, you know, covering the whole Larry Nassar sentencing hearing, those who say that there is a cultural problem as it pertains to sexual abuse on this campus at Michigan State University?
You know, if people think there's a problem, then let's change it. You know, don't just sit back and just say, oh, this is happening, that's happening. Then step up to the plate, be a leader, and let's make a change. And, you know, that's the one thing I've always told people as a motivational speaker whenever I go to schools or other universities is that the change is not just going to start with Anthony Iani or Al Martin. It's not going to start with the governor. It's not going to start with the president. It's got to start with everybody. And if one person starts the charge, then the next person will follow. So it's on everybody at this university to make a change. Everybody from the interim president to the board of trustees to the athletic department to the students, even all the way down to the alums, it's on everybody to make sure that we make that change. And that's the one thing that people need to understand. So, you know what? I know people are, you know, not a big component of the hashtag Spartans Will thing anymore, but you know what? I am, and as Spartans will, we will make a change. One way or another, we will make a change.
I tell you what, Ant, you certainly have been making a change and an impact on countless young women and girls through your motivational speaking endeavors. What's next on the docket for you, my man? I know you're traveling this weekend, right?
Yeah, like I went back to work full-time this week. You know, as you know, my wife and I just celebrated the birth of our second son.
Congratulations as well. I get to say that formally on the air now.
So little Nash Gregory Iani. So, I mean, Nash and his older brother Knox, Knox loves his little brother. So right. So I went back to work full time this week.
Quickly, why Nash and Knox? So how'd you pick those names?
Well, it's funny.
Did you pick them or did the wifey pick them?
So my wife always was a big fan of Knox, and so I kind of fell in love with it. Nash we always liked. And then one of my basketball players at Churchill told me, she goes, what, Tennessee or something? Nashville and Knoxville? Like, what's that about?
That's so, a good point.
But we just felt like two unique names. And I was like, you know what, Nash and Knox, that's a pretty dangerous name combination to the football field or basketball field. So
I like that.
But I leave for Towson University on Sunday and I'm there till Tuesday. I'm in Nebraska in March, Virginia. Drexel University wants to have me out in March. And I'm University of Oregon in April. So I told them as long as I get a tour of those football facilities and maybe a few and a few Phil Knight gear here and there, I said, we'll call it even. But, you know, it's very busy right now, but you know, I'm in a great place where I'm at speaking-wise, and I'm really excited to see what the future is going to hold for me as a speaker.
And you keep up the great work.
I will, Al.
Iani, former MSU men's basketball player, an acclaimed motivational speaker. Anthony, thank you so much for your time, my man. Always a pleasure having you on.
Thanks, Al. Nothing but love, man.
You got it, brother. All right, well, we have about 10 minutes left. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Ian, do we have any callers that have called in? I know Jason called in. Jason called back. I'm seeing it in my notes. Jason did call in, and we have about 10 minutes left to take your calls. What I want to do right now, Ian, is play a snippet from this morning's Board of Trustees meeting. As I mentioned, former Michigan Governor John Engler, he has been named as interim president of Michigan State University. The confirmation of that came this morning from that meeting, and there were a group of students who protested during today's Board of Trustees meeting, including one student. What's the name of the student? I want to make sure to throw the name out there, Ian.
His name is Connor Birdie.
Connor Birdie is a student who hopped on the table and had some words for the Board of Trustees from the student perspective. Here is what he had to say.
Governor, which changes are you thinking about?
Changes in a plethora of things. Changes, I have not met with the lawyers. I want to understand where we are in terms of working with the survivors. I read in the paper that a Title IX complaint could take more than 100 days to have a hearing. How does that help someone who's been victimized? I think that the responsiveness across the committee, I mean, how is it possible that someone as evil as Nassar could survive as long as he did? What systems need to be in place? When we're done, Michigan State University, I hope, can be a model of respect, a model of responsiveness to anyone who might be the victim or, of a criminal sexual assault, of harassment and bullying. We need to fix the environment. And so what are the changes that are necessary? As I haven't talked to anybody yet. I've read much of what you've written. I've watched some of the television. I've watched a considerable amount of the testimony that was heart-wrenching from the survivors in front of the court. So the changes that need to be made were the changes we're going to be making. They're not all identified yet. But I do want to say that I'm grateful. We just spent a fair bit of time in a session with the board. The board has directed me, and I should say this for the record, that I think it's been said by the board previously, but I want to reiterate my position as interim president. We'll cooperate fully with any of the ongoing investigations. There are obviously internal investigations.
So, again, that's a snippet of, correction. That's interim president John Engler as he held a press conference addressing how he plans to step into this new role as interim president and lead the university further as the university will be, under the spotlight of many investigations. But what I want to throw to, again, Connor Birdie was the student who jumped on the table and let his voice be heard on behalf of the student body. I want to play that right now. Here's what Connor Birdie had to say.
Not even the president and MSU was allowed to speak at this meeting. I've heard numerous faculty and students continue to let me know that this was not a democratic process. This meeting was put in a room specifically so there wouldn't be a lot of people out here. And this is something that we do not believe as students, as members of this university and this community, that reflects what we believe as Michigan State students. I just want this to be known. I just want this to be heard. Thank you all so much for listening and taking up the time and all the students that came with me to help support us. And together, we hope that you as Board of Trustees make better decisions going forward and allow us in on the process. Thank you.
So again, that was Michigan State student Connor Birdie. He was a student, and I'm sure many of you have seen this on social media by now. He was a student who jumped on the table and sat on the table during the Board of Trustees meeting and spoke on behalf of the Michigan State student body. And the students, as you heard from WKAR Capitol correspondent Shana Roth, the students feel like they were not included on this decision to have former Michigan Governor John Engler step in as interim president of Michigan State University. Let's go to line one right now. We've got we only got about 3 minutes left, so asking you to keep your comments brief, but I do want to get to Todd from Lake Orion right now on line one. Todd, you are on Current Sports.
Hey, good afternoon. Obviously, whoever would have thought as a university, Michigan State would be here. I mean, it's almost straight out of a movie, a very sad, tragic movie. But, the process of choosing Engler, you know, could go a lot of ways. I understand that. But to the student Birdie's, concern, I mean, what does he expect them to do? Does he expect Michigan State to hand out ballots to every student, every employee, everyone in that community, and just have a vote? I mean, to say that everyone should have a say, that sounds great. But literally, I mean, do they expect everybody to say, all right, we're going to pass out ballots. The top five guys or women, we're going to then have them together. We're going to have a debate. We're going to let them, and then we're going to narrow it down to two. And then does he really understand that this is a crisis? Mm-hmm. And at a time of crisis, you need to pick someone, and you need to try to find the best person. I agree with that, but you're not going to find someone that everybody likes. And I'm going to ask you a question. Have you ever heard of Ted Turner, the famous American entrepreneur and businessman? Have you ever heard of Ted Turner?
Yeah, Turner Broadcasting.
Well, yeah, exactly. And, right. I'm not picking on him because he's my hero. He's perfect. Mm-hmm. But guess what? He had a little thing on his desk, and it was lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what needs to be done in this situation. You're either going to be the leader, you're going to follow the leader, or you need to get out of the way of the guy who's going to get it done. Because we all talk big. We all say, well, this is what I would do, or this is what I would have done after the fact. There are people out there that they do. They don't talk. They don't sit and say, well, you know what, we've got to have 15 committee meetings.
Right.
This is not the time for that. I mean, I agree. If in a year from now, hopefully 6 months from now, I don't know when that time is. I mean, I think everybody that's listening to your show and your station hopes it's rather soon. But right now, water is coming in the ship, son. That's what it is. And if you think that you want whatever, the bottom line, we got to stop the water first. And if you want to help decide, well, do we go left? Do we go right? Do we go up or down? I'm not debating that. You should have a say in that. But the first thing you got to do is you got to stop the water.
Todd, thank you so much. I appreciate your passion. I appreciate you calling. Thank you. Thank you so much, Todd. We only got 10 seconds left, but I wanted to let Todd let his thoughts be known, folks. We'll be back. We'll be back at it same time, same place tomorrow covering this. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports.